Hey, Dingus. You've been standing out here for 5 minutes. Did you think I wouldn't see you through the window? You couldn't decide if you wanted to knock. Is that it? Well, the door is wide open. Step inside, if you want to. Stand over there. No. There. You look so awkward. Have you been thinking about this all day? Not sure what you wanted to do? Or is it maybe that you know what you want to do, but you're a little intimidated by the prospect of actually getting what you want? And what is it that you want? Are you stuck in a bad situation right now? You're not enjoying life? Maybe you're looking for something to distract you, to make the days a little more interesting, somewhere more fun to hang out than your parents' place. Or do you want something else? I wonder what your ex-boyfriend was like, I'm going to throw out some guesses. Tell me if I'm wrong. Middlingly attractive. Not particularly attentive. Maybe in the early days, just enough to keep you interested. To try and show some promise. But it wore off pretty quickly once he realized he had you locked down. And he got you sort of excited early on. But after 6 months or so, you couldn't shake the creeping feeling that maybe, you could actually do better than this guy who is really kind of dull, unappreciative, inattentive, and easily distracted. Until eventually he made you feel terrible by walking out before you even had the chance to let that thought develop any further. And you've been left hurt. Hurt by his callousness, but also by the fact that you allowed yourself to be hurt by someone so underwhelming. You don't need to be surprised. I'm not actually a mind reader. I saw the two of you arguing in the parking lot right after you moved in here. He was here to give you some of your stuff back, and you absolutely let him have it. I was sitting in my car. I couldn't help but overhear. And it was pretty fun to watch. A dull man of dull wits and dull appreciation, just inspired enough to get what he wants, but lacking the conviction to appreciate or hold on to it. I think you deserve better. I think you deserve someone who pays attention. Someone who understands exactly what they want. Someone with focus. Someone whose affections are not so frivolous. Someone who is a friend, first and foremost. But also not an equal. Someone who sits a little higher than you. looks after you, takes care of things for you. Someone who makes sure that your well-being is a priority. Who is always there for you and will never leave you or take you for granted. Someone who can't stop looking at you and checking you out, lusting after you. Someone who is obsessed with you and burns with desire for you. Because you like to be looked up and down like you're a piece of meat. I can see it, I can tell. You want to be desired. You want someone who would lift your shirt over your head, slowly and gently, and then take your nipples in his fingers and play with them, and caress them, and pinch them just a little. Someone who would control you like this. Grab you like this. And lead you around. Literally and figuratively. Someone who doesn't do this out of the good of his heart, but because he needs something in return. You get to curl up safe and warm in his lap, held in his tight, strong arms. And all you have to do in return is give your body over when it's needed and accept hard, rough usage. Accept a little unkind treatment every now and then. Your place in a relationship like that would be very clearly defined. Not like things were with your ex-boyfriend. Your role would be crystal clear, and I would never leave you. Come on. Let's turn you around and let me guide you this way. Come on. Come on. And this is my bedroom. I've been so mean to you, haven't I? But I don't have to be rough to get what I want. I can also be gentle and still get what I want. So how about we take the rest of your clothes off? Come on, let me do it. I'll take care of everything. Let's strip you down so you're totally naked, so that I can appreciate just how beautiful you are. Fuck. The things I'm gonna do to you. Tonight and every other night. You don't have to look so scared. I'll make sure you enjoy yourself. Have you ever been blindfolded before? Don't worry, I won't do it too tightly. Just enough to make sure that you can't see anything. How about we get these nipples of yours clamped That'll free my hands up for other things. Let's just make sure that they're hard enough to easily clamp onto. I fucking love the way they feel between my lips. I'm running over my tongue. That's one of them. Ready for the clamp. Number two, nice and hard. Ready for the clamp. Nice and tight. So you're not going anywhere. You've got such a beautiful neck. It's so pretty. The skin on it just feels really nice. I wonder if you're the kind of person who enjoys a hand around the throat, How does that feel? Around your neck, like that. I heard that little squeak that you made when I grabbed onto you. I think you like it. I'm gonna look after you, okay? No more worries, no more fears, no more lonely nights. I'm here now and I am in charge. You know, one of my favorite places is right here on the back of someone's neck. Where someone's hair ends and meets their neck. Do you like being scratched there? Do you like being held from behind? Big strong hands on your shoulders, around your neck. Strong enough to make sure you're held in place, physically and mentally. One pair of fingers to push the nipple clamps just a little bit tighter. And another hand to caress and squeeze your throat just a little. I love your nipples so much. Every inch of your body drives me crazy, but your nipples make me lose my fucking mind. I've been thinking about you all day. You felt so good in the pool, but it's the way you looked in the lounge chair, laying back, your body on show for me, right there in front of me. I can't get that image out of my mind. And it's not just the image. You made me cancel my date last night. And I was gonna get laid, I was gonna fuck hard, and I was gonna feel my cock deep inside someone until I come hard inside them. That feeling, that satisfaction of ejaculating with my cock deep inside someone. But you made me cancel, and it never happened. And all day, I've been thinking of you laying by the pool with with your body on show, and the way it felt when you made me come, and how that was not enough. So now I'm feeling frustrated, and if we are going to be friends, then I can't have you making me feel frustrated, can I? Give me this hand. You feel that? You feel how hard I am right now for you. You are gonna fucking get it. Bend over. God, I just know that no matter what I do to you, it is never gonna be enough to satisfy me. Because you look so fucking good, and I need to make you mine. You understand? You understand me? Huh? Oh, God. Oh, your ass feels so good. Your ass feels so fucking good. Every inch of your body feels so good. You drive me fucking crazy. Get on the bed. Spread your legs. I need to taste this thing again. You're lucky I'm going easy on you to start with, warming you up. Frankly, I could just go straight in, but I'm trying to be nice to you. Is this what you wanted from me? You want to feel helpless? You want to hand over control to someone else? Someone bigger than you, older than you, stronger than you? You were nervous when you got here. I wonder how you're feeling now. I love the way you taste. I fucking love it. Oh God, it's so fucking good. Oh, fuck. The way it looks, the way it tastes. Oh my God. There's only one way I want you. My hand is in front of your face. Spit in it right now. Come on, you feel it? Do it. That's it. More. More. Come on. I want to be dripping wet when I slip into you. That's it. I've needed to fuck you from the first moment I saw you. I've needed it. Turn over. Turn over and get your ass up in the air. And spread your legs for me. It's time for me to get what I really fucking need. Oh, God. Oh. Fuck. Oh, my God. I've needed this so bad. I've needed this so fucking bad. Oh, my God. Yeah. I've needed this with you from the first moment I saw you. Walking past my house. Checking you out. Looking at how fucking hot you are. seeing your nipples poking through your shirt. There was no chance this was ever gonna end any differently. Those nipples, your nipples, were always gonna belong to me, weren't they? That's right. They were always gonna be mine. You were always gonna be mine. I needed to fuck tonight so goddamn bad. And you couldn't stay away, could you? Because you want it just as much as I do. You want to be fucked and used just as much as I want to fuck and use you. Oh my god.
Yes.
It was always gonna turn out this way. With my big cock inside you, thrusting in and out of you. Your nipples clamped, belonging to me. Every inch of you, mine. Just like it needs to be, loser. Just like you know it needs to be. God, you feel so good being on top of you. All of my weight on top of you, holding you down. My arm around your neck, blindfolded, nipples clamped, so that I can whisper into your ear about how badly I need you and how much I fucking want you, and how just the sight of you meant that there was never gonna be any way that I could stop myself. I hope it's not too big for you. I know it is too big for a lot of people. But if it's too big for you, then I'm afraid you're just gonna have to get used to it. Because this is never gonna stop. I'm never gonna leave you alone. I need you too badly. I need to be inside you just like this too badly. I'm never gonna be able to stop myself. This is what I want you for, loser. This is what I need you for. Oh. Thrusting into you. Thrusting into you. Deep inside you. Thrusting into you. Listening to the way you whimper. Listening to the way that you moan. Oh my god. Oh. Everything that I need. That's why I was never gonna be able to stay away from you. You just lie there. You just lie there and you let me do whatever the fuck I want to you. This is all I need from you. For you to just stay quiet and let me do whatever the fuck I want. Going slow. Going fast. Taking my time with you. Taking my time. And just letting it feel good. I haven't been able to think about anything except you all day. Not since I saw you last night. You kept me awake at night. You were on my mind all day. It's almost like you've claimed me just as much as I've claimed you. Almost. Take it. Take that fucking cock. You were made to take my cock. Fuck. I want to come inside you so fucking bad. So good. So fucking tight. You're gonna make me come. I'm gonna come inside you just like I fucking need to. Just like you fucking owed me. You ready to take my cum? Yeah? Yeah, you are. Fuck. Instead, I want to use my fingers to pinch your nipples, hold you in a big bear hug and pinch your nipples while I fuck you, just like this, just like this, hard, rhythmically, deep, inside you, pinching your nipples until I make you come. So come on, loser. Fucking come for me. Let me feel it. Come on. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Let me feel it. Come on. I'm not letting go of your nipples until you come for me. Come on. That's it. Closer. Closer. Fuck. Yes. 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 There. There. Oh, fuck yes. Come on. Come. That's it. That's it. Oh, that's it. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Oh, my God. Mmm. this time. I'm keeping them. I'm not gonna let go. I need them too badly. I need them too much. I need them too much. I need you too much. So I'm gonna stay here inside you, holding on to them just like this. Keeping you trapped underneath me. Right where I want you. Right where you can't get away from me. I need you too bad. I need you too much. I need you too much.